And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, back in the world headquarters all the way from Sitka, Alaska. He'll be telling some tall tales, I'm sure, this morning of great adventures at Kingfisher Charters this past week. And boy, do we have a studio full right here in the world headquarters. Captains Dave Marciano and Nancy Marciano and Captain Bob Cook from Wicked Tuna. We're going to be talking some fishing and some tuna here, along with Harold Davis and Mike Lum in the studio, too. We got a full house. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show today is going to be, and how fun to have this gang back in the studio. It's been a fun tradition over the years, and can't wait to talk to the boys.
Yes,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Has. Good morning, Captain Bob.
Good morning. How are
you? Great to have you, Captain Kay.
Great to be here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Come on, you
hey, guys.
Talk. If you're going to talk, you got to be close to that mic.
Good morning, guys.
There you go. All right. Very good. So, life after Wicked Tuna, right? You guys are still the Wicked Tuna guys. So, Bob, what's it like?
It's a little different, but I will say the fans keep coming down the dock, and a lot of them still think it's on the air. But it's all the same. I mean, we had lives before. We're going to have lives after, and they're sort of they're working really hard and trying to get it picked up again. But Hollywood as an industry is kind of suffering a little bit, so that's been a bit more difficult than we even thought. We thought it would have been an easy transition to another network from Nat Geo, but we're just living our lives, and we still have our charter businesses, and they're going well. So we're happy to be still doing what we're doing.
Dave, what about you?
I would echo pretty much the same. I mean, you know, it's unfortunate. That was a great opportunity for all of us.
How many seasons?
We did 13 seasons.
Wow.
13 seasons,
wow.
And we were, you know, Nat Geo's number one rated show the entire time. So obviously we're all very proud of our participation.
Yeah, you should be.
And of course we wish we could do more. But personally, you know, it was a good run. I won't complain, yeah. Right? If my 15 minutes is up, well, it lasted 13 years. Right? So,
that's good attitude.
What do we get to complain about,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
But obviously we would like to do more, you know, because we get to do all the stuff, all the extracurricular stuff, if that's the right word, up close, I think. But, you know, like the Friends of Rollo and coming out here in California.
Absolutely.
And you know, all those opportunities were born out of our participation in the show, you know, plus so much more. So, of course, we'd like to do more, I think. Yeah. Right?
And hopefully you will be. Somebody will pick it up. And
yeah, it could happen. You know, and again, but I try to be realistic without getting my expectations up. You know, because, again, working, you know, that was a learning curve for me, being a part of that whole, you know, TV experience. Because let's face it, it's not something I ever planned on doing, right? It just kind of happened. And, you know, that's it. It's real easy with them. You can get your hopes up to do something, and then you get the ultimate letdown, right? You know what I mean? That's what I've learned dealing with L.A.
Yeah.
Not that the people were bad people to deal with, but... You know, with L.A.,
it's Hollywood.
Talk is talk.
Hollywood, baby.
Talk is talk, and talk is cheap. Until you have a signed contract, right. Talk really means nothing.
Yeah.
And again, it's just to avoid the letdown.
Right.
Right? I'm cautiously optimistic, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think we had a turn, so to speak. But, yeah. Look,
but you guys are still celebs, right? I mean, you walk
well,
around
yeah,
and people
you know,
see
Bob
you, right?
No, people come down the boat. Bob and I tie up together, basically, at the same wharf. Different from, like, with Paul and Dave and some of the other boats from the show tie up. We tie up at a Gloucester House restaurant over there in Gloucester, Mass., not the Cape Ann Marina that you've seen on the show.
Uh-huh.
And people come down to both places and looking for everybody. So
that's awesome.
Now, is that a different harbor, the same harbor?
Well, it's the same harbor, just a different location.
Location, right, yeah.
You know, that's all, just... Slightly different location across town.
Yeah.
You know, like, just like Fisherman's Landing here is different than Dana Point, right?
Right.
It's in the same area,
same
but
zone, yeah.
It's just different.
And so the 13 seasons, too, that should be picked up. I think that they're sort of tentatively sort of holding on to that to sell a 14th season to a network. But if that doesn't happen, that 13 seasons will be picked up by a streaming service. And
fantastic.
So that'll be great. Advertising for our charter businesses.
Absolutely.
So we'll always have that too.
Which is
so
still
really
your main
important.
Business, right? Your
it
charter
is.
Business.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're still taking people out fishing?
We are.
Yeah. What kind of fishing?
Well, mostly this time of year and up to like this date, as a matter of fact, we do ground fish. So haddock and sometimes cod, but mostly haddock. And then we turn the page around June 15th into all tuna, bluefin tuna.
All tuna.
All the way through until December. I mean, we've been able to sort of run our charter season a bit longer and because weather is cooperating. So we'll go all the way to December sometimes chartering, and we're fishing commercially in that time as well and selling tuna. So,
Now, I think I told you Max Disposal from Shimada was on the air with us from Rhode Island a couple weeks ago. And he was talking about the incredible striper fishing that they have there. Now, do you guys have that?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
we do, but not quite to the extent. It's up and down.
This year's good,
yeah, right.
This year's
like,
good.
Like, that's it. We'll do, and I'll do any charters on my boat. You know, Bob mentioned, like, he kind of switches to exclusively tuna.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things, like, I used to do the same, but... Given the fact that the show's gone and I'm an opportunist, right, with my boat, we'll do any kinds of charters all year. I even added shark fishing trips this year. As much as I hate sharks, it's like, okay, we got to do whatever it takes to get a paycheck.
People get more excited.
Well,
catching
the truth is I can do that. Right? It's a less expensive trip. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still a businessman in boats, in days that the boats. At the dock, I make zero income, right?
Nice.
So even if I can have a less expensive trip, which in this economy has been a good edge, you know, let's face it, the world is always up and down, and it always will be. And the economy's tough right now. Not everybody can do a premium trip. So if you can have some lower price trip options, like one thing I started doing, and, you know, I got the idea from coming out here in California. You know, we used to do all-day trips or half-day trips, right? And I started doing a three-quarter-day trip, a seven-hour trip, so it was a little longer. The thing was, is on a half-day trip, it's hard to actually catch some fish, right? in 4 hours, at least the way our fishery works, compared to the all-day. But the all-days were more expensive, so I started doing these open boat trips, three-quarter day. Again, got the idea from in California here where I seen the three-quarter day trips and $200. And for me, like, those have bailed my ass out. I had a lot of open days, but, you know, it did. My idea was, look, I got to get the price point down. You know, if people do a private charter and it's six guys, you know, it winds up being close to $300 or $400 a guy after you get some food and everybody gets to the boat. How do I get the price down? By doing a shorter trip so I can pay employees less, burn less fuel. So we came up with a $200 price point was my idea. And
wow.
That's been very popular. It's gotten me off the dock.
And how many people?
We'll take six.
Wow.
So, you know, because that's what we do is six-pack charters, so it's less than a party boat
What's
situation.
What's the minimum?
I'm shocked that it's
I need
less.
At least five guys. Right, okay. To make it economically viable. And again, I would rather
do... I'm shocked to hear that that's what the price is. That is crazy.
It's a good deal, right? It's a good deal for this, the six-pack experience, right?
Yeah.
So you're not on a party boat. The boats that we're going on and doing this event with, right? But that's a cheaper way to go fishing, right? So this is kind of in between the two, and it turns out it's been very popular for me. I just started doing it. And the folks are echoing what my idea was. They said, look, this is at least affordable because right now, you know, I can't afford to put $1,500 on my credit card and charge it and charter a boat for the, you know what I mean? It's people's situation. And for me as a business owner, you know, if I can go out and make a small profit, maybe not as much as I would like, we'd all like to make more profit, but some profit is better than zero profit, right?
Sure. And then, Bob, what about you? Are you doing some different types of trips? You're just pretty much concentrating on
catching big fat tuna.
I have a feeling that I'm going to have to pivot to a model like that.
Okay.
But I'm doing okay for bookings this year. Yeah. I think I'll probably have to make a pivot next year.
Okay.
And I did open private whale watches and harbor tours and things like that.
Sweet.
Things to do after charters.
Right.
We hit the dock 4 p.m. People want to maybe go out and do 2-3 hour harbor cruise or something like that. So we got
He does harbor tours. You know, he puts people on the boat and points out where my boat is. So
they say, "Who the hell is that?"
But the other thing, I mean, and you have another business too. You have a pizza restaurant.
I do. Yeah.
Beverly,
so
right?
About 17 years ago, I took tuna money and I bought a pizza joint. I don't call it a restaurant. It's get your pizza, get the heck out of there, because it's hot as heck, and there's really not, it's not the nicest seating arrangement in the world. But, I mean, that's where the best places really are born from, right?
For sure.
It's a takeout.
Definitely.
I mean, these guys, they grew
up
on
it. And what's the name of your
pizza.
Restaurant?
Little Italy Pizzeria.
Little Italy Pizzeria in Beverly, Massachusetts.
I grew up on it. These guys, we all grew up
on the same place. Get out of here. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So.
Go and get a slice.
Nancy used to cut my hair when I was.
Is that right?
Yeah, when I was a young kid.
It's a small community, I think.
Yeah.
That's
so rad.
Yeah, well, that's fun.
What are you going to say? What are you going to say? I'm just waiting for something here. There's an opportunity.
See the wheels turning?
I'm going to be polite. That's all. I'm going to be polite. I was going to give you a little dig, but...
Do it!
You don't want to get 86 from your favorite pizza joint.
How's the pizza?
You don't want to piss off the pizza guy.
Yeah, exactly.
The pizza's just fine there.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, there's a reason it's been in business for 45 years.
That's true. It is.
So
like
good.
It's a great little local joint.
Yeah.
I love it.
It is just funny though, because in before high school, I think we used to go
Absolutely.
There, right? And what's in grade school?
It was a Sicilian lady, and we used to call her the Pizza Nazi.
Ah,
she was
no pizza
nuts.
For you.
Remember her?
Didn't they used to yell at each other?
Oh my God, they used to beat each other in there. Yeah, they used to. You'd ask for salt, and she'd throw it at you.
Yeah,
it would go right, whizzing by your face. Oh yeah,
she was
great. I love this.
Yeah. Do you have a fat tuna pizza?
I don't.
You don't.
I think people would look at it and say, tuna on a pizza.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
More traditional.
I have a hard merchandise one, though. Nobody buys it.
So, speaking of tuna, so you guys take people this time of the year on through the season out to catch a big tuna.
We do, yeah. Actually, my first tuna trip, we're just, like I said, switching over from ground fish to tuna is Thursday, and I'm going to be here, so my mate's going to run it.
Nice.
So we have Thursday and Saturday, our first two trips. But they really haven't showed up yet.
Okay.
So Last year, there was a ton around at this point. So every year is different. I think that's why we love it so much. But yeah. So, funny, to get back to your striper question.
Yeah,
though,
yeah.
We had a 15-boat chartered last week, and everybody went ground fishing, and the guys jumped on. I had executives from Exxon and Mobil on board, and they looked at me and they said, we don't want to put clams on hooks. We don't want to put squid on hooks. We don't want ground fish. So we went striper fishing. Absolutely slayed them. It was so much fun.
Congrats.
Yeah, so they did show up, and they showed up in good numbers this year, so that's good.
Yeah, that's...
What's that? They're rockfish. Yeah, down south in Jersey and New York, they call them rockfish. Yep.
Stripers?
We call them striped bass. Yeah, they call them rockfish.
Rockfish. Yep. I'll be darned. Yep. But they're good to eat.
Oh, they're very good to
eat.
Yeah. Striper sashimi is really, really good.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Not sashimi, I'm sorry. What is that other way that they do it?
Ceviche.
Ceviche. Ceviche. Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Cool.
Ceviche is real good.
You should know that from your time in Los Feliz, right?
I should. Yeah. I should. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We caught one at the first hole last week, Bob.
Did you really?
A 40-inch bass, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right, which is, it's well, federal waters. The fishery is managed as a state water fishery, right? So outside of 3 miles. As far as the government is concerned, they don't exist. So you can't possess them, can't fish for them, you just throw them away. But it's funny because there's a lot of them out there. You know what I mean? And when they do their stock assessments, they don't even look at the existence of that federal water fishery. You know, I personally think, because we see fluctuations in the stock, right? And guys go, where do all these big fish go? They're gone. And the first gut instinct is, well, commercial fishermen killed them all. But there isn't a fishery for the commercial fishery for stripers is rod and reel. It's a pinhook fishery.
Yeah.
Right? Just,
there's no nets.
Right. There's no nets, right? So.
It used to be.
And that's another discussion. But, they say, well, where do these fish go? I don't think we know enough about these stripers. And I think we could improve on the way we manage them. You know, I've seen them in, you can't really say this is a commercial fisherman, right? But I've thrown over thousands of pounds of those things, as far offshore as Georgia's Bank, where, that's 100 miles offshore. They're not supposed to exist out there.
Yeah. Right? They're out there.
Now, when these big fish disappear, though, and everybody gets, up in arms about we got to do something, who's to say those fish don't, maybe they go to sea for a few years and then come back similar like salmon, right?
Right.
But we don't know that. We don't have the science to prove that.
Yeah.
We do know, it's funny working with Gray's Taxidermy down in Florida, over there in Florida, and I mentioned this at one of the board of directors meeting, and the charter boat captains just about all laughed me out of the room, about, 20 other captains. Because they subscribe to the science that they know that these fish don't exist offshore.
We have the same issues with science.
So Gray's, though, is very involved with tagging, right? So the first thing they did is put satellite tags in there. Some stripers, in the Hudson River down there in Massachusetts. And the first few tags they put out, those fish beeline from the Hudson River, where it's believed they spawned, out to the edge of the continental shelf in the canyons.
Yeah.
Right? Well, so everybody's eyes went up. Right. And they said, how come we didn't hear about this before? And it's because of as a commercial fisherman, if you say, I'm catching these fish here and throw them away, everybody's going to crawl down your throat. So nobody talks about it. Right? But the truth is that's good information.
Right.
If there wasn't such this animosity at times, I believe unjustified towards commercial fishing, you'd be collecting better data now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It'd be beneficial to everybody.
But you guys catch them one at a time. You're not putting giant miles of mesh out there.
Well, look, I made my living doing that for 30 years, all in gill nets.
I understand.
And it's over regulation that put me out of business.
Yeah.
I'd rather be doing that than tuna fishing.
Yeah.
But the world we live in is, I own a boat and I got to make a living.
Yeah.
But, an over-regulation and overzealous regulation put us out of that fishery. There was a time with 300-plus days a year, all he did was haul gill nets miles a day.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other discussion. Yeah. We'll get into that. But so if somebody wants to go out and go fishing with you, Bob, I want to go catch a bluefin tuna. How do we go about doing it? And are we going to catch a giant fish?
Oh, so yeah. So it's fattunacharters.com.
Okay.
And the success rate, I would probably put it around 68%.
Wow.
Yeah, 65,
and that's on a day trip.
That's on a day trip. Yeah,
that's a day trip.
It is. Yeah, it's a day trip. So you leave 3 in the morning. You're back at the dock around 4 in the afternoon.
Wow.
But I'm only basing that on last year's data.
Are you grumpy when you come in?
What's that?
Are you grumpy when you come in?
Always.
Why is Lancey is Dave grumpy? Is he grumpy when he comes in?
Depends on whether
he catches one. Not.
Now, folks often ask when they come with us. You know, are we going to see what we see in the show?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I always say, oh, yeah, you can't. We have 100% success rate there. You'll see me yell and scream and smash shit. And you know, if you ask stupid questions, we charge you double. So.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. A lot to talk about. We'll get back to the charter business and stuff like that. But we have a lot to cover here on Let's Talk.
Oh, how cool to have Captain Dave and Nancy and Captain Bob in here this morning. We're just having a great time, and we can't wait to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Standing by right now for your phone calls, or you can send a text. If you want to text the show and ask your questions that way, the only way to do it is through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. Not only can you text in the show, but you can also catch all the archive shows. If you missed that great show yesterday with Captain Tim and Captain Duke, you can catch up. You can catch there. Or if you heard something really fun with Bob and Nancy and Dave, and you want to go back and revisit this show, all the archives are available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, it's the only way you can text in your questions today. When you do, make sure you include your contact info with your text. Just a name and a phone number is all we need. And the reason is you might win a killer prize at the end of the show today. Because today, at the end of the show, we are giving away to one lucky caller or texter, which will be decided via coin flip. We'll have Nancy flip the coin at the end of the show, decide if the winner is going to come from the caller or texter side. But one lucky winner is going to get to go fishing on a half-day trip on board the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. Nice. A really cool opportunity for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today.
Yeah. But, actually, that's supposed to say that's my mistake. It's going to be a full-day trip out of Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Hey!
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Ooh,
there you go.
Doubling that chance. Oh, yeah.
So we'll be doing a full day at a Seaforth. So congratulations to the big winner of that. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call. 833.
I'm in San Diego.
Okay, there you go. 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. A full-day trip on board the San Diego at a Seaforth Sport Fishing, or better yet, just your opportunity to talk to Dave, talk to Nancy, Captain Bob. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have 2 lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Partners Outdoorsmen, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsmen brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsmen. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great time having the crew from Wicked Tuna in here this morning. Going to be a great show. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973.
Yeah, and of course, all this is happening because of the big event here, fundraiser, and thank you guys. Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, thank you guys for coming all the way across the country to be here to help raise money to take kids fishing. And Mike, the event, of course, 4 o'clock this afternoon, right?
It is. We're going to start at 4 o'clock today. It'll run till 7, 7.30, something like that. It's always a ball, always a blast.
It is fun.
And it is only possible because these great, generous people have come out for 10 consecutive Tuna Wars.
This is our 10th year?
This is our Tuna War 10. And, of course, we remember that Paul Hebert was the first. He came out, and then he was very quick to ask Dave and Nancy to join him the following year, and it's been going on now for 10 years. We missed 1 year, I think, because of COVID, but we're back on track, and last year was fun. Bob's joined us, and that has been a great addition. And so this year we got the two boats. We're going to do two boats this year. They're both full, and we're ready to get out and get some fish. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate.
We've had the worst spring weather.
Yeah, we've had
and brutal. And your guys
spring.
Are so
we hear that.
Because this week is beautful. You're going to have great
incredible.
Weather, and the fish are chewing.
Yeah.
So a lot of big.
Yeah, you're in for a fun time.
Of course, that's babies to you, 100-pounder plus.
Oh,
you know, 100
but on that light tackle?
On that light tackle.
They kicked my ass last year. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no rail rods, right?
No. First time I ever did it. It was awesome.
No crew to yell at to reel them in for me. All of a sudden, you're stuck there by yourself.
He's like, with Jay.
But so that actually is happening on Monday, right? The boats are going out.
Yeah,
Monday,
the boats.
Tonight is the
tonight is the captain's reception.
Yeah,
4 to 7.
Free.
It is free. It's over at Dana Landing, thanks to our friends there. And Steve Pinard has graciously hosted that the last 4 or 5 years. Yeah. And it's a wonderful venue, and it's right there on the harbor. It's free of charge. You don't buy admission tickets. You don't have
right
to have reservations.
Great raffles. Fantastic raffles.
Oh, yeah.
Half the rods I have out here in California. I've won at the raffle. Beautiful rod.
Well, look,
I'm a fisherman. Maybe that's an exaggeration about half. But many of the rods, and like that's what's cool, again, because of the show, I have our West Coast fishing gear. We keep it right at the Accurate Factory. And,
oh, nice.
You know what I mean? We'll go up and get that stuff. But great
so
rod.
So you don't take it back and fish it?
No, it's too much work, you know, to go back and forth. And
so
plus,
you have it here.
Though, you know, working with Accurate Reels and Seeker rods, I'm able to, you know, keep everything right here on the West Coast.
Nice.
It makes it a lot easier. So
awesome.
I have my West Coast set and then my East Coast stuff back home.
Right.
Dave comes out after, isn't just here for Tuna Wars. He comes out and goes fishing. He goes on the Royal Polaris on 8 and 10 day trips.
And Independence,
that
now we switch.
Independence.
That was a cool
Monday.
Boat.
Yeah.
You're going Monday?
Yeah, just half a day.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Now,
Nancy doesn't want to drive up to Accurate, so she's going to go fishing. I got to go and pick up the fishing gear.
That's great.
So Dave is going on. Dave and Nancy are going on which boat?
Tomahawk.
On the
Tomahawk.
Yes.
On the Tomahawk.
Right.
And then Bob's going on the
on
Liberty.
On the Liberty, yes.
Okay.
And both boats are full and both very anxious to get involved and all that.
It's a two-day trip.
Saro's my guy. Saro's my guy.
It'll leave on Monday evening, come back on Wednesday about 5 o'clock, and do the do the weigh-in and whatnot. But we learned years ago that having two or three boats compete in this tournament was a great fundraiser. It really helped us. But we started doing this captain's reception many years ago to let the public, the rest of the public that's not on the trip, come out and meet the Wicked Tuna guys, get autographs, take photographs, hear their stories. This is just a sampling, listening to these guys go at this morning. But over there, you get to meet them more on a personal basis.
Yeah, it's
ask
fun.
Questions.
It's just, they're just good guys and fun, and we're very appreciative that you
I've
come out.
I've met some of the greatest people at those events. Yeah. I really have. And we keep in touch with them all year long.
Like you meet Harold Davis, you still say that?
I saw him at the donut shop today. He was holding the door, and I didn't even look up. I said, oh, thank you, and I walked in. I didn't know it was him.
I felt horrible. I make sure to keep all the riffraff out of the smoking area out front. That's where you'll find me most often. If you can't find me inside the event, just look for the smoking area.
There you go. Well, hey,
bring your own smokes, though.
Don't be bumming
smoke. I want some bummer smoke.
Phones are packed. They want to talk to these guys. It's a lot of text, so let's jump in.
You got it, buddy. How about we start it off this morning with John? He's calling us from Escondido. John, thanks for getting us started here at the phones this morning.
Hey, Grim. Good morning. It's great to listen to the show. I do have a question, but I just got back from my 8-day on the RP, and we had a great time. We went down to fish the ridge, yellowfin, bluefin, yellowtail. The yellowfin were in the 50-pound range. The bluefin were 40 to, I think our biggest one was 70 pounds. Yellowtail were in the 20 to 30-pound range. We had a couple in the 40, but we had a phenomenal time. My question for the guys, so we have the Yummy Flyer, and I've seen when they see the fish are up shallow and they're not trolling, but they're having them throw scoops and bait to see that they come up. If we throw that Yummy Flyer out behind the boat and it's back there splashing around, if they come up and they eat that thing, do you guys have anything like that back on the East Coast?
Absolutely. Yeah, how you doing? Welcome to the show. This is Bob. I tight fish quite a bit. It's the same concept. Matter of fact, last year on the Liberty, they put a kite up with a flyer, and we have a breakaway clip, and I usually only put up one bait at a time, but it's a live bait, and we hook it right on the spine, right in the middle of the back, and he flops out there. You can't see the shank of the hook. The shank is the only thing that's – you can see the shank. That's all that you see, and everything else is dancing on the surface. And, yeah, that's been extremely effective for us over the years. It's the best bite you'll ever see, too. It's like
so
a submarine
fun.
Coming up and just popping the top of the water.
So you guys do that back there.
Oh,
But it's with live bait versus –
with live bait.
Yeah. What's the most common bait that you fish from the kite back there, though?
Mackerel. Mm-hmm. They last the longest out there, for sure.
Is it the same mackerel we catch out here?
It's Atlantic mackerel.
Atlantic mackerel.
Yep.
Looks the same kind of?
Very similar.
Pretty
darn close.
Yeah. Right. We'll put pogies out there as well. Menhaden, we'll do that as well. But like any situation, you match the hatch. Yeah. So out here, they're after flyers, and that's what you put in front of their face. And for us, we're in this massive ball of mackerel, so that's what you want to put on the surface. It's one lone soldier up there just struggling.
They cannot help it. So now you guys are familiar with our bait receivers.
My guys always get cigarette burn holes in them. They never fly good.
I don't know that I've ever seen you with a kite out. I don't know that I have.
No,
that's why I took that question. I was like, all right, I don't think
Dave. I actually have the kite rod on the boat. I have the kites, but I'm like, ah, fuck. Yeah.
Well,
let me ask you this. You guys have live bait back there, but you have to catch your own?
We catch our own.
So you don't have like the Everingham Brothers here where you pull up and get scoops of bait?
No, not at all.
No.
Matter of fact, we seek out the areas that are filled with bait to fish in them. So if we see the bait, we drop the anchor. We know that historically the tuna come in and feed in those areas. Drop the anchor, fish all day for that one best bait, and put it out there. So,
all right.
Yep. Yep. Again, matching the hatch.
Is it, how about, what do you think when you pull up the bait receiver here and think how easy we have it here, huh?
Oh, we love it.
I think it's awesome, but it's also, you know, it would take away from our profits in a big way.
Yeah. When you catch your own, it doesn't cost anything.
No, exactly. Yeah. And also, we're sort of cheating in that way because we're going to where the tuna, we know the tuna are going to go at least once or twice a day. So, we're just putting our baits in front of their faces.
Fun. No, it gives our clients something to do, too, that's while true. We're waiting for a tuna bite. Remember, what we're doing, too. Like here, you can get spoiled because if the fish bite, you might get a bunch of bites a day, right? Mm-hmm. Bob and I, when we're doing the giant tuna thing, you know, especially if we're only allowed one fish a day, one bite can make or break our whole day. You know what I mean? Like, we could go out there and get that one bite and land an 800-pound fish.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could go out there, and this is where it's simple. We could go out there, we could see them on the machine, and, you know, we've all seen those days where you can't get one to bite.
That's right.
But we live and die often on one bite makes or breaks our whole day, especially with charter clients on the boat. You know, if we're out just commercial fishing, you know, we might stay longer, we might spend the night, keep fishing all through the night. In the context of, you know, any type of charter, there's a limited amount of time, whatever you're doing, whether you're West Coast or East Coast. And if you're out of time, you know, again, one bite makes our trip often.
On a charter, you have people out and you got them on a charter and you catch a big fish. The fish is yours for commercial sale?
Only a federally permitted vessel can sell to a federally permitted buyer, right? So the fish will get sold. Our policy is I'll give them $500 off a future trip.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. Now, that being said, remember, we have not only do we have an overall quota, we have periods where we can keep the fish, and we'll have, well, we got 4 days this week where the commercial fishery will take place. The other 3 days, it's closed to commercial harvest. So under all those rules, and you can check out either one of our websites for more details, but if it's not a commercial harvest day, under the recreational rules, the shorts, the ones you see us throw back on the show that we can't keep for commercial harvest, those fish, under certain circumstances, again, they make it very complicated for us, but they can be kept for consumption. So if we... You know, maybe we'll catch, it's a closed commercial day, you come out with us, maybe we'll catch an 800-pounder, we'll have to tag and release that one, or just release them, just like you would for a marlin fishery. But then if the next fish we catch is under 73 inches, about a 200-pound fish, right, comparable to the fish, you know, we're going to see here, hopefully, that fish we can harvest and, you know, we can cut it up for you guys to take home for consumption, right?
Nice.
So, again, we're dancing with a lot of hurdles.
Sure.
You know, it's funny when I come out here, and I know it's not the same, but compared to the way we persecute our fishery out there for these bluefin one at a time, it's like the wild, wild west out here, right? It's like, just catch all you want, do what you want. You know, it's and again, I know that's an exaggeration, because it's two completely different fisheries. You can't really compare one to the other, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just funny. We go from one to what you could potentially see here. It's a big extreme.
It's a big gap.
Yeah. Right.
And I will say, to answer your question, too, when we catch a fish commercially and we sell it while the charter is on board, the prices that you see on TV, that's a gross price. And so by the time it gets to us, netted out, you're talking about $6, $7, $8 a pound back to the boat. So there's really not a lot to give at the end of the day. We always say to our customers, you're not out here to really make money. You're out here to experience what we experience, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for them.
Oh,
and they've never gone away upset. And what we do is we give 20% to the charter clients towards the next charter, after expenses.
If you sell a fish.
Are vast. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The expenses are insane.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Fuel, especially fuel, cost of fuel these days.
And, yep.
You know, and that's just not us. That's pretty much the industry standard. Yeah. You know, again, like you heard, Bob and I do slight differences in... I used to do something very similar, the same thing, 20%, but for me, the headache it was just so much. It's just a bunch more paperwork, especially with two boats. Okay, Bob, you know, Fred caught this fish. You know, you caught that fish. And then I got to go back after I get checks and, and do all the figuring, right? So I just came up with a simple solution.
Round number, for $500.
Me, $500, I give you a coupon that, that either I signed or one of my other captains signed.
For a future charter.
For a future charter.
Yeah. And so we didn't discuss how do we charter with you.
Oh, AngelicaFisheries.com.
Okay.
Right? So just we have a website, just like Bob, AngelicaFisheries.com. And you can see all about the bunch of different types of
different types of trips.
Right, right. And,
and you know, your fattuna.com.
Fattuna charters.
Fattunacharters.com.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and you have, both of you have listed, and you can actually book online and everything?
Yep.
Well, what about your merchandise? I know he's got hard merchandise material on. You've got fattuna merchandise. Do you guys still sell merchandise?
All online. On the same website.
On the same website.
Click a tab.
Okay.
Same thing. We have shopping. We have charters. You know, you can
do
that.
The whole thing going on.
And again, you know, I will admit, too, because of the show, the merchandise sales have dropped off, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing I noticed. we used to sell quite a bit of merchandise even every year when the new season would air. You know, all of a sudden, it would be a tick. And again, we're not making $1 million selling T-shirts, right? But again, the way I look at everything is I count the nickels and... You know, eventually, if you get enough nickels, a little here, a little there.
Fuel money.
Now, did you guys bring any merchandise out to sell tonight?
Bring bobbleheads.
You brought Dave bobbleheads?
I brought a bunch for the crew of the Liberty.
Oh, for the Liberty.
It's so hard to come. It would almost be one of those things where you got to ship it out beforehand. But I mean, again, fattunacharters.com if they want your gear. It's right on there. And for Dave as well, same thing.
So back home, because they're not filming, they're going to participate in a tournament back home. So
the Bluefin Blowout.
Bluefin
Blowout. Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
we're in there.
Before we move on, I want to...
I think from the show are in it.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Before we move on, I want to talk about a great spot right here, and hopefully you guys have been there, and that's Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Land.
Have you been to Point Loma Seafoods? Oh, yeah, yeah. Very good.
I was in there yesterday. They have the most beautiful fresh fish right now. They have fresh king salmon, fresh Alaskan halibut. They have fresh white sea bass. They have, fresh black sea bass.
They have
everything going on, and their sushi, their plates, I mean, everything about Point Loma Seafoods, especially this time of the year. If you're itching for a fresh piece of fish, Point Loma Seafoods, go check it out.
It's nothing like it, man.
Yeah, they've got probably the best case right now that you'll see all year just because of the time of the year. It's biting, and it's time to go. The best Baja shrimp you could possibly get, and again, sushi, and if you want lunch, get Ricky's favorite.
Calamari plate. Their fish tacos and shrimp tacos, too, are just out of control. Good. Obviously, we work, you know, in the tackle store being three buildings away. You know, they're part of the big three landings here. We eat there once or twice a week. It's just an absolute favorite at the shop.
So I would encourage you, if you're down here right now, go check out Point Loma Seafoods. They open at 9:30 this morning. They're right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Well, now I guess you got lunch for us. There's no way we're going to say that and not get there today. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your text messages, and a whole lot more of the crew from Wicked Tuna. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing with the crew from Wicked Tuna. What a great day today has been.
Speaking of catch reports, which we're going to get into Brian Willie here, give us a catch report from our Kingfisher Charters. I think this was our 31st Kingfisher Charters trip, something
like
that.
It was an incredible.
Or 30th maybe? I don't know. I lost track.
Yeah, incredible as always. It was an excellent crew. Really good fishing this year. And, great people as always. And How do you have that many years of success without it being just that kind of a place? And it really was. Kingfisher this year was fantastic. We had a really fun group of people. A lot of Let's Talk Hookup crew came up and joined us this year. We had really, really good weather this year. One little afternoon of a little bit of wind. Other than that, it was pretty much typical Sitka. It was very calm. There was a little bit of gray. But it was just great. Awesome. A little bit of rain as always happens, but the fishing was fantastic. Fishing for kings was a little slower than normal this year, but in typical Kingfisher fashion, limits of everything every day.
And you and Dallas brought back how much fish?
A box plus 15 each, so 130 pounds between the two. I mean, more than,
fillets.
Yeah, straight, as you know, too, that Kingfisher product,
the best.
So they basically rough fillet everything on the boat while you're there. It's all cold water fish, and then it comes back to the lodge, and they've got a full team of people that it's perfect. Yeah. It's all cleaned and vacuum packed in 5-mil bags, and goes into shipping boxes, and you ship it back as part of your checked luggage. It was great. It was it was everything, and we had tremendous fishing this year for sablefish. Halibut was fantastic again. Lingcod fishing was closed during our trip. They have a closure from June 15th to I believe August 15th. But again, made nothing less. You catch a bunch of them, you grab them, take a quick photo, dump them back over. We had a bunch of really big ones. We fished on our boat with Chris and Wendy, who are big fans of Let's Talk Hookup, which is really fun to have them with us on the Mackay, and Mark White, Gary Big Fish White's son, and that was our crew and myself in Dallas. And yeah, fishing was great. We did a lot of fishing, shallow water rockfish, bass rods, and Corey made us a bunch of 5-inch MC swim baits to take up, and the number of big giant, you would have tripped out, Pete, the number of giant yellow eyes we caught in shallow water, 40, 50 feet, was unbelievable. It was great. It was just a really, really excellent trip.
There's another classic example of a federal regulation that is just ridiculous.
Dude,
you have
they
to
are
release all those.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
But really fun. And, the salmon were nice, kind of mid to high teeners in terms of what the average size of the kings were. And lots of big lings that got chucked back. Halibut fishing was really good. Sablefish was good. It was just awesome. It was
and the Kingfisher service?
Just, I don't know how they can keep that level of service that high. The food this year was tremendous. It's always good. It was better this year. And that place, the second you step off the plane, there's people there with the Kingfisher sign, and they just cover every little thing. Anything you could want, if you want to run into town, they'll grab you. If you want a different food, they'll take care of it. If you want to
boat. It was just, it was fantastic.
Wow.
Really, really good trip.
And of course, we'll be doing it again. Father's Day weekend. We leave Father's Day Sunday, generally speaking, every year, next June. So if you want to go, it's not too early to book now because that trip always fills up.
That's the biggest problem with it, and we hear it every year. You know, we take a Let's Talk Hookup group every year, and it's really fun. It's not an easy one to get to because the, you know, the lodge is open to everyone, and those dates are so coveted. You're basically fishing in the peak of king salmon season. Now, the commercial commercial salmon opens next month, and, you know, those guys are chomping at the bit, and they hit it pretty hard. And so you're getting an opportunity to slide in there when it's just, you know, the it's just untouched. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that I hope you guys are able to come. It's a really fun Father's Day tradition. My dad and I did it for years and years and years, and I can't wait till my boys are old enough to carry on the same thing.
Yeah, it'll happen soon. It's super fun. So call Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or go on our website, letstalkhookup.com. On the front page of our website, you'll see the Kingfisher box and link. You can just click on that, or just go to kingfishercharters.com. You won't be sorry. Speaking of our...
I better say one thing before I get in trouble. I should give credit to Dallas, who for sure caught the biggest fish on her. She had a 90-pound halibut.
Nice.
And
that was a great photo.
And she got me for sure. So I'd be in trouble if I didn't say my wife, Dallas.
Is your wife?
Wow. Good. Yeah, she got me.
Good for her.
Good
for her.
And then I might ask, too, definitely... for you to, when you're at our website, letstalkhookup.com, to check out the story I wrote about our Christmas Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, so check that out. Pictures and photos. Harold's a cover boy there, so you'll have to check that out. And so that's on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the blog or the trips and stories. You can check that story out.
But, we put a bunch of photos up of on our social media page from the Kingfisher trip,
Facebook
and Instagram.
So Let's Talk Hookup radio show on Facebook, and then Instagram is...
Let's talk hookup fishing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as promised, it is time to continue with the Catch Report. Find out what's biting locally here. And today, our Catch Report, sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access your water charts before you leave on any phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. We got the man, Captain Brian Willie of Dana War Sport Fishing, standing by this morning. Good morning, Willie.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Willie?
You're having a blast in there this morning.
Oh, yeah, having a lot of fun.
That Alaska trip. Whew, sounds like you had a great time, Ricky.
It was really cool, Willie.
Speaking my language, rock cod and fun. Well, hey, for us, our temps, finally we saw that coveted 70-degree mark. You know, it's like we wait all year to see our temp gauges finally hit that 70-degree mark along the coast here. And it happened, and as you can imagine, that bass fishing just right along with it just went off. Our half-day anglers saw really good fly line action for the calico bass out over the hard bottom spots. There's not a whole lot of kelp. I mean, there is some kelp in our half-day zones, but for whatever reason, the hard bottom spots have been the go-to spots for us on those half-day trips. Rubber lures, hard jerk baits, surface iron, all had plenty of fish caught on them this week. Again, also on that that live bait. Artificials, like the rubber lures as well, and it was cast after cast. Anglers who fished the sinker setups out over that same hard bottom had great shots at the sand bass. Baits on the bottom also kicked out more halibut for us this week as well. So this is a good little, you know, size stretch of this fish. This halibut's gone anywhere from like 5 to 15 pounds.
Ooh.
And it's been, you know, a handful of fish on each trip, be it a half-day trip, three-quarter-day trip. It's good to see that stuff in play for the guys that fish in the quarter-day areas. The bass fishing in the kelp, as you can imagine, 70 degrees, again, is very good in the kelp. The fly line anchovies were money. Guys fishing like 12 to 20 pound monofilament in the kelp there with the small four or number two hook was the perfect setup. Maybe some slight sinkers, quarter ounce, 3/8 ounce, something like that to help you get a little extra distance on your cast. Yesterday in that wind though, it was brutal fishing. That south wind was insane yesterday. But the rest of the week, it's been some pretty nice conditions. A little tricky in those kelp zones. We've had some really strong uphill current, which sometimes that sector down there, barn kelp, yellowtail kelp, doesn't fish as well with that uphill. We like the little better downhill push for fishing those kelp spots. Just the way the topography and things are set up down there, it fishes better with that current direction. But still good fishing. Guys making long casts with the hard jerk baits out along the edge of the kelp, catching some really nice calico bass in there as well. Overnight seeing at Clemente, the Furies had, you know, we had talked about this yellowtail that they've been seeing over there. It was just a matter of time. Thursday's trip, they had 28 yellowtail for their anglers on the charter group. 8 to 25 pounds was kind of what that fish has been running. They've been getting some squid on their way to the island, making their journey over to Clemente. There's just been some sea bass in the mix as well. Those fish going like 12 to 30 pounds. But again, the calico bass fishing right there in the kelp with that warmer water just gotten much better at the island. And then there's obviously out on the edges of some of those kelp spots, the bonito, barracuda, and just good surface action as well for those guys. So it's here. We're busy. The water's nice, and we're cranking. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a call. Our number 949-496-5794. You absolutely need to make a reservation if you want to get on a trip with us, whether it's during the week or on a weekend. You know, we're busy and we're full. So call the landing. You can also book online. Click the Let's Talk Hookup, the Dana Worth ad there on the Let's Talk Hookup page, and that'll link you right on over, and you can make it real easy reservation online as well. So,
wow, sounds like, you have your reservation. I mean, it's summer, right?
Yeah,
we are. You couldn't have told me it was summer yesterday, but today it's summer, and the weather is supposed to be beautiful this week, and it's really time to head over to Dana Worth Sport Fishing, go catch some bass, some sea bass. I mean, those guys going, the Fury going over to the Clemente, man, there's some big yellows over there too, right?
It's been good, you know, and it's good up there. It's good everywhere, you know. Just now's the time to get on the water. It doesn't have to be with us. It could be anywhere on the coast. The sand bass biting up the coast really well. It's just everything's clicking. So now's the time. We wait all year, you know, watching our temp gauges in December when it's 55, just dreaming of the days when it's 70. You know, now's the time.
Here it is.
All right. I love it.
Get on out.
Thanks, Captain. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including going to check in with Gundy Gunderson, find out what's going on with our surf guru. More Let's Talk Hookup when we come back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Stabiscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars. So get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out DanaLanding.com for more details.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vacation
Mosquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokies Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.